Registration season begins today for Boston Public Schools. With 125 schools to choose from, parents are sifting through a lot of information, from academics and art programs to services for learning differences and other needs, plus the Student Achievement MCAS test scores. WBUR's Max Larkin and Carrie Young attended the annual Citywide School Showcase held at the Boston Latin Academy and report school choice in Boston can be stressful and a bit unpredictable.
Imagine a college fair in a school gym. You've got these rows of booths, each one given to a particular school, but then you kind of ratchet up the chaos factor.
Yeah, so there was a lot going on here. I mean, at one point in time, the marching band from the English high school was making laps down the halls. There were balloons and kids running around. It was a pretty crowded place. And all of this was happening while teachers and parents were kind of sizing each other up.
Very small, 240 students right in Rosendale, a community school, I would say.
And one of the schools had a writing portfolio. And I read through it and I said, oh, look, transition words. This child knows them in third grade.
When you get in our building, it feels warm, it feels inviting, it feels spacious, and it feels like a home for people.
To me, it kind of felt like a little bit of speed dating, but for schools. The principals and teachers were all kind of selling themselves to parents, and parents were asking a lot of questions, and all while everyone is a little bit anxious.
Yeah, I asked two parents about that, actually, that kind of nervous energy in the air. Here are Daryl and Natasha Best from Hyde Park.
Do you feel stressed out about this?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they're 4 and 5. You know, but up until now, we've held them close to our heart. So to send them out into the Boston Public School System, it's tough. It's tough.
So the Bests have two little kids, and of course, it's always tough to send two little kids off to school for the first time. But I think it's especially challenging in Boston Public Schools. You've got tons of schools to choose from, and they're not all the same.
And as a parent, I mean, you could just choose the schools with the highest MCAS scores, for example. But for a lot of parents we talked to, it actually wasn't that simple. Parents really had a lot of concerns. They were thinking really holistically about their kids. You know, there were concerns about start and end times and if that jived with work schedules, whether there was outdoor programming or arts programming. Again, here's Daryl Best.
Whatever the decisions we make now are going to set them up for success or failure later. It's not as critical as them being thrown off a cliff or anything like that, you know, metaphorically speaking. But, you know, we want to make the best decision.
So as the event wound down, the Bests had a list of 3 or 4 schools they really liked. It's a good problem to have. But here's the thing. The decision isn't theirs alone. BPS registration uses an algorithm to assign students to school. And so parents like the Bests, who are enrolling their kids in kindergarten, they can rank their top choices, but only about half get their number one choice. And 85% get one of their top three.
Meaning that 15% actually don't get placed in any of their top 3 schools.
That's right.
And keep in mind, those numbers are for people like the Bests, who are pretty savvy. They get all of their things in on time, and they know how to navigate the district. But also, just as important here, are the people who weren't at the showcase. They didn't know what was happening, or they just couldn't make it work due to work schedules or maybe a language barrier.
Yeah, and we spoke to Sarah Foudy, who studied how those families fare in BPS for her PhD at Northeastern. And she was emphatic that for the parents who don't make it to events like this one, or who don't register on time, it's not a question of effort or how much they care.
You have parents who are doing the best they can with the information that they have, which might be only provided by the district last minute in English, and that's not what our city is. And then we're surprised when people don't equally access this.
What Foudy is saying is that these outcomes are a function of how BPS's system interacts with an increasingly diverse Boston. You've got big wealth gaps from neighborhood to neighborhood. You've also got 140 languages spoken in this city. Half of BPS's students didn't speak English as their first language.
Right. And Foudy's work also shows that families that do begin this process late, they tend to end up in less sought-after schools. And they also tend to be disproportionately from low-income neighborhoods. Neighborhoods and African American. Now, district officials like Monica Roberts say they do know this is a problem and they are trying to solve it. One of those ways they're trying to do that is to find families that are left behind.
So we're looking at the demographics, what areas of the city those families are coming from, are there language barriers? We actually target our marketing in those areas.
Robert says the district is also experimenting with a few different types of outreach, like they're reaching out more to foreign language newspapers, and they're even setting up pop-up welcome centers in neighborhoods outside of Roxbury. The district is also in the middle of an equity analysis of this system just to try and make it more equitable for everyone in the city. But what that will lead to in terms of change still remains a little bit unclear at this point.
So you've got BPS admitting that their school choice system is still a work in progress, but it seems pretty clear 5 years in that it's not working exactly in the way it was intended to. The goal was to give the most parents the greatest degree of choice and equity in terms of access to really high quality schools. And it's just not working that way for all parents. And unfortunately, that's particularly true for the families who have the most to gain from really high quality public education. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.
And I'm Carrie Young.